This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN, the Community Network News. I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. The Pinnacle Foundation, set up to help young, disadvantaged gay and lesbian Australians, has awarded its first South Australian scholarship. The grant of over $12,000 will help out Neville Fields while he's studying medicine. The Pinnacle Foundation also links young gay and lesbian Australians with high-achieving gay and lesbian mentors in their chosen fields. Co-founder of the Pinnacle Foundation, Philip Comans, said the foundation is looking for donors and volunteers in every state across Australia. Go to thepinnaclefoundation.org for more info.
Largely now is the time because I've needed a whole bunch of things to really fall into place in my life. Probably the most significant thing was gender transition. So I'm a female to male transsexual.
Wow. Okay.
That was contestant Paige Elliott-Phoenix explaining to the judges his reasons for auditioning for The X Factor.
My decision to live as a man, it's just been one of the best possible decisions for me. The transition that I've gone through has completely enabled me to become the person and the artist that I am now.
Paige was commended by Judge Ronan Keating for his bravery in sharing his story on the show. The singer performed the INXS hit Never Tear Us Apart and was unanimously voted by the judges to move into the next round of the competition.
A Freedom of Information request in the UK has found thousands of primary school children have been accused of homophobia in the past 12 months. More than 20,000 primary school-aged students were labelled as homophobic or racist in the past year, using words such as lesbian and gay in a derogatory fashion. The Manifesto Club, who made the Freedom of Information request, claims labelling the children as homophobic may not be accurate, as many of them may have been using the words without understanding their meaning.
New HIV infections in New South Wales in 2010 were the lowest since HIV testing began in Australia. The data released by New South Wales Health found only 305 new diagnoses of HIV in 2010, down over 100 compared to 2004. Nicholas Parkhill, CEO of health promotion organisation ACON, praised the figures, recognising New South Wales as one of the few places around the world where HIV figures were declining.
A new South Australian bill will seek to remove discrimination against lesbians seeking in vitro fertilisation, or IVF. Currently, some single women and women in same-sex relationships are excluded, but after South Australia's Penny Wong and partner Sophie Eloh announced they were expecting a child through IVF and the assumption that they had to travel interstate to receive the treatment, new attention is being paid to the discriminatory laws. The bill is being introduced by Labor member Ian Hunter, and the Greens have said they'll support the bill, although a similar bill failed to pass the Parliament in 2009.
Well-known Melbourne publican Tom McFeely is leading the push to build Australia's first gay and lesbian cultural centre and museum in Collingwood. McFeely, who owns gay club The Peel, has applied to Yarra Council to transform an empty church hall into a centre to document the history of Australia's gay and lesbian community. A number of councillors have already supported the proposal, although Mayor Alison Clark says the wider community will need to be consulted.
And briefly in other news, the Spring Migration Gay and Lesbian Festival in Yakandanda in northeast Victoria attracted over 1,000 people, making it the seventh festival of its kind. And a new inquiry has been launched in Scotland into gay marriage. The inquiry will consult the public on the issue. The government has said its initial view, though, is that same-sex marriage should be introduced.
To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has put together a video message in support of the gay games. The video was presented at the Games Ambassador Dinner in Sydney last week, where Hillary praised the competition for celebrating community and shattering stereotypes. And recently, out cycling champion Graham O'Bree has warned other gay sportsmen not to follow his example, as he claims it would create awkward situations in player dressing rooms. His remarks coincide with those of German football captain Philipp Lahm, who said that coming out can lead to bullying and suicide.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the studios of Joy in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.